Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's clear but chilly this morning. We're looking at 20s and 30s, some of the coldest temperatures we've seen in weeks. I'll show you how many more days like this we have in our 7-day forecast.
We also have a live look for you out at Jordan Lake right now, where crews are about to resume the search for a missing jet skier. What we are learning about this teen who disappeared Tuesday night.
And this morning, we are keeping you updated on a big road closure. This all happening first this morning. We'll tell you what you're going to want to be prepared for.
And it's going to be a big day for college basketball fans in Greensboro. A look at today's tournament matchups after huge wins for local teams last night. A lot of happy UNC fans out there, a lot of happy NC State fans out there. We'll get to those matchups in just a bit. But thanks for joining us on your Thursday. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you along here as we get our Thursday rolling. There is no wind out there. Beautiful sunrise,
yeah.
By the way. If there was wind, there'd be wind chill because it's that cold. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. What's ahead?
We're awfully close to freezing now in the Triangle area. We dropped down to 34, so a couple more degrees and we're at freezing. I don't think there's a lot of widespread frost because we've been hovering sort of mid to upper 30s, but there could be some patchy frost in a few places. And we haven't seen temperatures this cold in over 3 weeks. We got down to 32 on February the 19th, but we've had such a warm period lately that, you know, you got to, where's my jacket? We dropped to 29 just now in Southern Pines. It's 33 in Goldsboro, 28 in Roxboro, 35 in Clinton. So it's a cold morning out there. Temperatures for the most part are about 5 to 10 degrees colder than they were yesterday. It's not as big a difference up around South Hill. We'll climb into the mid-50s at lunchtime and into the mid-60s this afternoon. So it's a cold start, but we'll see a lot of sunshine and it'll feel nice and mild later on this afternoon. Enjoy today's sunshine because tomorrow morning is going to be messy. We're going to start the day with rain. That rain will taper off, but it is going to be chilly. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, just a couple of minutes ago, we got a report of a crash on the Beltline. This is on 440 westbound, right around the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Already, sensors are showing a little bit of a delay showing up in that area. Working to learn more about exactly what lanes are closed. I'll have an update on that coming up in 10 minutes. Also, still have this crash reported at Glenwood Avenue at Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. Not seeing any delays on the sensors right now, and that camera at the intersection not showing any obvious signs of a crash, but we'll watch that, let you know how that's developing.
Also, Brian, as you know, folks will need to give extra time this morning driving near the state fairgrounds. A major detour is now in place for the next few months. WRL's Nia Harden is out at Hillsborough Street near Blue Ridge Road this morning. And Nia, I know you've seen people already pulling up to that intersection. Uh-oh, U-turn. Got to head back the other way.
And you know what, for a lot of people, this has kind of really caught them by surprise. Actually, our photojournalist, Charles Bradley, he had to help a woman get out of this mess because she just didn't know how to get out of this parking lot and go on to where she was trying to go. We're seeing this consistently this morning as this is the very first time that drivers are experiencing this road closure. I'm going to step out of the way to show you here what we're taking a look at. This is, again, on Blue Ridge and Hillsborough Street. So you can see right now, the busy area by the state fair. This is why they are closing this. They closed it around 8 o'clock last night, and crews had continued to work through the night. Well, now they're going to have a new connector road to provide some access between Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road during the construction. And we asked drivers how they're feeling about the detours.
I guess that means I'll have to go down Western, which means I'll have to get on the highway, deal with even worse traffic every morning, so I'm not thrilled about that.
DOT says this is all to make the area safer for people going to and from major events at nearby venues. Drivers, they are going to need to look for new ways to get around the closure for the next several months. This phase of the project is not expected to be complete until the fall. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Crews are just about to get back on Jordan Lake to look for a jet skier who's now been missing for more than 24 hours. Michael Grace is back at the Farrington Boat Access this morning in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to bring us up to speed on where we stand in the search, Michael.
Well, the Chatham County Sheriff's Office arrived just before 6 a.m. They've got the pickup truck along with the boat, another unit right here. And we now know this morning that they're going to be looking for 15-year-old Roberto Diletto. Now, Diletto disappeared Tuesday evening while jet skiing before having some mechanical issues with that jet ski. The family's pastor says the sheriff's office did find the jet ski Diletto was riding along with an empty life jacket during their search yesterday morning. Now, the Diletto family also asking anyone who lives near the Farrington Point boat ramp to hopefully come out and please a search today.
Well, Michael, thanks. Well, breaking overnight here in the WREL Live Center, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell hospitalized overnight after a fall at a hotel. A spokesperson for the senator says he tripped at a private dinner at that hotel. No word yet on the extent of his injuries, how long he'll be hospitalized, or how long it will take him to recover. Now, McConnell is 81 years old. He's the longest serving GOP leader in the Senate. And by the way, he is the third senator to be hospitalized in recent weeks.
There's a push to toughen punishment for violent protests that could reach Governor Roy Cooper's desk today. Final votes are expected in the North Carolina Senate today in the so-called anti-riot bill. It is a response to the 2020 riots in Raleigh over racial injustice. Those riots left several businesses damaged downtown. Critics say the bill is racist and will prevent people from holding peaceful protests. Supporters say it'll discourage violence at those demonstrations. If the bill passes, Governor Roy Cooper has not said if he will sign it. He has previously vetoed a similar measure. Quarterfinals of the ACC tournament tip off today in Greensboro with four North Carolina teams still alive in the bracket. It's going to be a good day. NC State will play Clemson tonight after a big win last night over Virginia Tech. NC State lit up the scoreboard. They won by 20, 97-77 in their tournament opener.
And UNC is keeping its March Madness hopes alive. The Tar Heels will play Virginia tonight in the quarterfinals after taking down Boston College last night. UNC pulled out to a big lead early and never looked back, winning that one 85-61. And Duke will get a tournament run started today. The fourth-seeded Blue Devils will play Pittsburgh. That game is scheduled to tip off at 2:30 this afternoon. If they win, they would play the winner of Miami and Wake Forest in the semifinals.
Yeah, Wake Forest still alive in this. Four teams from the states. They play Miami at noon. WRL's live ACC tournament coverage continues later today. Brett Neese will join the WRL sports team at the Greensboro Coliseum with pre- and post-game coverage for
Today, we'll get a better idea of the possible changes coming in the next year to RDU International. That's where you're looking live this morning. The Airport Authority Board is holding a special meeting at 1 o'clock to discuss its draft budget. Documents posted online shows this year's budget is much bigger than last year's as the airport expects continued growth. You can comment on the budget yourself by email through Monday when those comments will be shared with airport leaders. And a former Franklin County substitute teacher is facing multiple felonies for indecent liberties with a child. Patrick Perry was arrested yesterday. According to the sheriff's office, the incidents happened on January 17th and 18th while Perry was working as a substitute at Bunn Middle School. He faces three felony charges and two misdemeanors related to the incidents. Perry is being held at the Franklin County Detention Center on a $120,000 bond.
Today, you can give your feedback on plans to improve the walkability of the town of Garner. The town is hosting an open house style public forum to talk about its comprehensive pedestrian plan. This is happening at White Deer Park Nature Center on Aversboro Road from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight. The plan includes recommendations for new sidewalks and other walking paths in town.
A reminder to use caution when parking to go for a walk on a bike ride. Deputies are increasing patrols at trailheads after a series of break-ins.
The return of cold weather may cause some problems for our strawberry crops. The effort farmers are taking to protect their plants.
And our temperatures are in the low to mid 30s right now, but we'll see a nice mild afternoon at 64. Friday's going to feel much different. It's going to be a wet day with cooler temperatures. We also have some showers for parts of the weekend. I'll help you plan around it coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11 on a chilly morning. Our temperatures in the Triangle have dropped down to 34, so we're almost at freezing. And Rocky Mount slightly warmer at 39. It's 39 in Fayetteville right now, too. A few clouds out there, but for the most part, we're clear. We have a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine this afternoon. Chilly this morning. You'll see kids at the bus stop certainly in their coats this morning. By lunchtime, mid-50s, and then mid-60s this afternoon, which will feel good. It's not shorts and t-shirts weather, but it should be fairly pleasant. Now, everything changes tomorrow. Rain rolls in tonight after midnight. It's going to be a wet bus stop in the morning and a wet commute for us as well. The rain starts to taper off in the afternoon, but there is more rain in the forecast as we get into the second half of the weekend and early next week. I'll walk you through that hour by hour. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, 6:12 now, and we're getting our first look at the crash response out there on 440 westbound right around Capitol Boulevard. You can see there's an ambulance on the scene. It looks like they're on the right shoulder. Not really seeing big delays, though, at this point. As we zoom in there and take a look at the sensors, just a little bit of a backup right through that Capitol Boulevard interchange, and then it clears up pretty quickly. Of course, with those flashing lights on the side of the road, you do need to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. Also, we have a crash reported in downtown Raleigh on Peace Street at Glenwood Avenue. Michelle.
All right. Thank you, Brian. The Red Cross is helping two people who are out of their home after a fire in Fuquay Varina. WREL's breaking news tracker was on the scene last night on Longfellow Street. When firefighters arrived, flames and smoke were coming from the house. Investigators think the fire started in the kitchen.
Deputies are reminding you to be careful if you park at a Greenway trailhead. This is what is left after a smash and grab on the Neuse River Greenway at Mile Plantation Trailhead. There could be more victims out there. The Wake County Sheriff's Office plans to increase patrols at greenways all around the county. We talked to one victim Wednesday evening.
Waiting for the sheriff to arrive, we talked to some other people in the parking lot, and they're like, oh, was your car broken into? And we said, yes. They're like, that's like the third one.
The sheriff's office says you should remember to lock your car doors and leave valuables at home.
The Department of Justice is now setting its sights on the Memphis Police Department after the death of Tyree Nichols. The department's use of force policies will be reviewed. This all comes after a scathing report from the DOJ was released on Wednesday, unveiling a damning review of the Louisville Metro Police Department. The two-year review into the department was launched after the 2020 shooting death of Breonna Taylor. The botched raid, in which Taylor was not even a suspect, helped expose what federal authorities say is a pattern of discriminatory law enforcement practices.
I don't even know what to think, to know that this thing shouldn't have never happened and that it took 3 years for anybody else to say that it shouldn't have.
The police department, which is not conceding to a pattern of constitutional violations, says it's revamping its training and support services for officers. The city is also working with the DOJ to implement changes.
California will not be renewing its $54 million contract with Walgreens. This comes after the pharmacy chain's decision last week to not distribute abortion medication in 21 states. GOP attorneys general from those states sent a letter to Walgreens executives in February threatening legal action if they mailed abortion pills in their respective states. Walgreens has not yet commented on the state's decision.
The town of Wilson's Mills is getting funding from the state to make room for the town's expanding departments. The local government commission approved $1.5 million for the town yesterday. That money will be used to buy 11.5 acres of land and 5 buildings. Town leaders say they need to expand staffing in some departments in the next couple of years. The town's current 900-square-foot town hall is at capacity with 31 people working there.
North Carolina strawberry farmers are taking steps this morning to protect their crops from the cold weather. Counties to our east are under frost advisory out, some of them far off. Now, so far, farmers had to cover their plants overnight. Strawberry picking season in North Carolina usually gets started toward the end of April. And that fake spring we had has lots of things budding right now that are getting the freeze on. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRI Severe Weather Center right now. We are getting towards that freezing point.
Yeah, and it looks beautiful, but there's certainly, you know, some trees and plants that may get burned by a frost. And we're going to hover most likely just above freezing in most places today, but we are in the 30s. And I know the farmers are watching very closely to see those temperatures for their fields. Goldsboro looking beautiful this morning with some sunshine. And Apex, we're seeing just a little bit of cloud cover. Durham is quiet, so is Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's going to be a nice, bright day for us today. It may be a little on the cool side for tailgating at the Hurricanes. They play at 7 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, temperature is still 62, and it will be sunny. It's going to feel okay. It's not going to feel like the 70s, but still, it'll be a fairly pleasant afternoon for us. At 8 o'clock, 53, and as the game is wrapping up, temperatures will be in the upper 40s, and that will definitely be chilly. Here's the system that rolls in and brings us rain for tomorrow. We start to see some of that after midnight. It's not going to be very heavy during the morning commute, but it's going to be enough that it's just going to be inconvenient and messy. This is lunchtime today through the afternoon. We're going to see nice bright skies. It's going to be a nice evening. But by midnight, we start to see the rain rolling in with some cloud cover. At 6 a.m., you can see it's widely scattered between 8 and noon. It picks up in intensity a little bit, but by lunchtime or just after, most of it should be out of here. We'll have some gradual clearing late in the afternoon and into the evening. Saturday is going to be nice. We'll see some sunshine Saturday. St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Raleigh kicks off at 10 a.m. It'll be on the chilly side. Coats in my book, 46 degrees by 2 o'clock, 52. Saturday is going to be cooler than what we'll see today. And of course, then we have system number two that comes in on Sunday. We're going to see a chilly rain in the afternoon and evening. Saturday, again, looking nice. You can see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies through 5 o'clock. And then the clouds start to roll in. Sunday morning, we're going to see most of the rain back to the west. But gradually during the day, that rain spreads across our area. It's likely to be some wintry precipitation, maybe a wintry mix in the mountains, but we're not likely to see that here. It continues to rain Sunday night into Monday. Monday's morning commute looks messy. Our potential for rainfall on Friday is pretty minimal, looking at maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch. But watch what happens when we add in Saturday night and Sunday. We're closer to an inch. It's an average once we add that in. Also on Saturday, don't forget, we've got to spring forward, set those clocks ahead, check your batteries and your smoke detectors. And after that, we're looking at some cool temperatures lingering. Look at that, 30 degrees on Wednesday morning. We have the potential for cold temperatures maybe all the way through the end of this month, Brian.
It is 619 right now, and you can see with this live camera at 440 at Capitol Boulevard, a little more police response out here to this report of a crash on the westbound side of 440 right there at the Capitol Boulevard interchange. You see, if you're picking up 440 westbound from the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard, you're on the other side of that. But of course, with those flashing lights, a reminder to move over into those center and left lanes. Thankfully, right now, we're not seeing a big delay as we head through there, just a little bit of a backup. And again, as soon as you get through that interchange, traffic's flowing pretty freely. I want to take you out to that live picture at Hillsborough Street at Blue Ridge Road. A reminder that major intersection is closed this morning. A months-long closure for construction. We'll check in with Nia Harden out there coming up in just a few minutes and talk about some of the alternate routes you might consider using. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking good in Durham and also in Chapel Hill. I am getting reports of a crash in Cumberland County on the southbound side of I-95 just beyond Bud Hawkins Road.
Thanks, Brian. Norfolk Southern CEO is going to Capitol Hill today to answer some questions about train safety. What he is expected to tell lawmakers, as you know, they're going to grill him over a series of crashes. Plus,
she watched them die.
One of the survivors of a kidnapping in Mexico comes home while the bodies of two others are making their way back to the U.S.
And this morning on Today, flight attendants are going to new lengths to protect themselves as unruly behavior by airplane passengers increases. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
And as we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
A Netflix show that fans are just obsessed with dropped some new episodes.
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending, Brian.
The final five episodes of season four of You arrived on Netflix about 3 hours ago. Fans will find out the fate of charming stalker Joe Goldberg after being left with a cliffhanger from the first part of the season. Will Joe be able to cover up all of his crimes this time? We'll have to watch and see.
I've seen a couple episodes of You. Admittedly, I have not watched the whole thing, and people might say, why? Because it's so good. People are obsessed with this show. Obsessed. So we'll have to see what happens, because I think some people weren't so happy about the ending of the first part of season four. So we'll see what happens.
Maybe you pick it back up and let us know what happens.
I will. I'll get back to you on that one.
Let us know how it goes. WWE star Liv Morgan is explaining this viral video. She was caught on camera at a New York Knicks game Tuesday night, seemingly ignoring a man who was talking to her. Strong comparison to other similar memes over the years. Morgan says she was just listening, just deep in her head and thinking her own thoughts.
Listen, sometimes we get lost in our thoughts. I don't know. It doesn't look great.
It wasn't. She said it's bizarre what goes, you know, viral these days. She was just sitting there watching the game. She works with the guy, kind of. I mean, they're both in the WWE. He's an executive. He was talking to her. She said she was listening to, you know, what he was saying, just kind of watching the game, too.
You can tell she's thinking. She's thinking if something is turning up there, and, you know, she's not focusing on what he's saying. And
about what? We don't know.
He is talking a lot.
A lot.
I think she's thinking, stop talking.
Stop talking to me now. All right. Thank you, Brian. Well, today is National Barbie Day, commemorating 64 years of the iconic doll. The doll was created by Ruth Handler and named after her daughter Barbara. Handler wanted the toy to let girls dream big, and over the years Barbie became really big. She's had 200 careers, including an astronaut, a surgeon, even a news reporter. Fun fact, back in 1962, Barbie purchased her first dream house before women were even allowed to open their own bank accounts. So Barbie had big dreams for the future.
Living them out right now. Join WRIL tonight as we celebrate and support our amazing local arts community during the third annual Big Night In for the Arts. The event features performances by Tony Award winner Beth Level, fusion folk artists Larry and Joe, social media dance superstars Costin Mayer, plus a live performance from Grammy-nominated country artist Reese Palmer. You can watch, donate, and celebrate the arts tonight at 7 on WREL or wherever you stream our signal.
All the women I know who were around in 1962 had their own bank accounts. I don't know what's going on with that story. Our travel forecast is definitely on the cool side. Grab that coat as you're heading out the door, but it is nice and bright out there. It'll be a mild afternoon, but a whole different story for tomorrow morning's travel. I'll time out the rain for you.
And before you leave your house today, going to work or taking the kids to school, you're going to want to know about a big road closure. This all starting today. Coming up, we'll tell you how to get around it.
I'll give you a live look right now at the U.S. Capitol building, where a hearing about railway safety will get started in just a few hours.